Today is January 31st, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Contract let for addition to pier at Port Terminal. Contract for 300 feet of additional pier at the Port Terminal was let by the Grace Harbor Port Commission yesterday to the Grace Harbor Construction Company on a bid of $40,005. The pier will be built immediately, as it is needed to handle the increasing volume of business being handled by the terminal. It will extend landward from the present pier. It will give docking space for another ship. Contract for a crane similar to the big one now in service was let to the Colby Steel and Engineering Company of Seattle on its bid of $26,500. It will be built to carry a 5-ton load at the end of the 95-foot boom. The contract states that it is to be delivered within 10 days and installed on the dock within 90 days. The crane will be a duplicate of the present crane, also a Colby machine, except that its trucks will be equipped with 4 motors, one for each, in place of all operations being handled by 1 motor. The Western Railway Supply Company of Seattle was awarded the contract for 40 tons of steel rails, which will be used for a track for the crane. In other news, believed body on beach identified. Identification of the body found on the beach near the mouth of the Queets River by an Indian a fortnight ago is believed to have been made, and if search of the hull reveals the papers carried by Theo Larson, alias Happy Hansen, Superintendent W.B. Sams will be confident the mystery has been cleared up. Clue to the identity was furnished by Isaac Kay of Portland, who expressed the desire, should the body prove to be that of Larson, to take it to Portland for burial. He made no claim to be a relative in order to get the $1,000 or more dollars found on the body. Kay told Mr. Sams where Larson was in the habit of securing his papers, and as soon as possible search will be made for them. Permission has been obtained by Mr. Sams from Coroner Thompson of Jefferson County to exhume the body and have the Pinnock Undertaking Company bring it to Hoquiam for Kay to view it for possible identification and possession. Larson was a single man, according to Kay, and so far as known, has no relatives. In the city and county news, a new ambulance is to be put into service by the Hoquiam General Hospital in the near future. The new car will be built on a Cadillac chassis. Wooden forms led on some concrete work recently done at the Northwestern Lumber Company's shingle mill caused a fire call to be sent in Sunday night when they caught fire. Firemen had a hard time reaching the flames, but extinguished the blaze before any damage was done. An Oldsmobile car lost by M.L. Freeman Sunday night was recovered in Montesano yesterday by deputy sheriffs, according to word received at the Hoquiam Police Department. Freeman left the car standing in front of the Hoquiam General Hospital Sunday and found it missing when he returned about 20 minutes later. Mrs. Bertha Bemis reported the loss of a pocketbook containing a bank book, a money order, and cash to a total value of $30 to the police yesterday. A Seattle newspaper published a photograph Monday of the group of 391 candidates marching into the Eagles Lodge Room in that city to be initiated Sunday. The class brought the organization's membership to 11,404. The lodge is after an enrollment of 15,000 by the end of the year. A Chandler 4-passenger roadster was reported as deserted on the road about a mile west of Copalis Crossing to Hoquiam Police yesterday morning. The owner had not been located last night and may have gotten his car, officers think. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 31, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, "Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s?" This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.